Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And following Monday's announcement from the Westminster government that feed-in tariff payments for photovoltaic systems are to be slashed from the 12th of December, the renewable industry has gone into overdrive, with fitters working all the hours available and potential new business being turned away on an hourly basis. Of course, the workload is only temporary, and there will be an estimated 25 to 30,000 layoffs in the renewable sector from mid-December, right across the UK. Strangulation at birth is the phrase being used to describe the PV industry in Britain now. Now, our item from Monday about the joint venture with NFU Scotland and Northern Constabulary on the Farm Watch initiative prompted a few emails from farmers who have suffered from on-farm crime. The opinion amongst most is that tool sheds and workshops are favourite targets, closely followed by quad bikes, and as Chief Inspector Graham Murdoch mentioned, the ever-increasing value of scrap metal has not gone unnoticed by thieves. It's essential to get farmers working together and joined up to Farm Watch, as Murray White from NFU Scotland tells us.
If a farm wants to sign up, then they simply give us their contact details, namely their mobile phone and their email address, and if anyone sees anything suspicious in the countryside, then they phone the local police station and a text message and an email goes out to everyone who's signed up. The main things that go missing are smaller items of power tools, power washers, stock trailers, sheep handling fanks, and of course quad bikes are always popular. And although we're still relatively fortunate in the Highlands and that we do benefit from a low crime culture, it's something we're keen to keep it that way, and anything that we can do can only help. There's a lot of money involved. You know, these stock equipment now, very expensive, and of course it's not just the actual loss of the money, the monetary value, it's the disruption to trading as well.
And Murray is keen to get all farmers involved.
If they haven't already done so, I'd obviously encourage them to contact the local NFU office in Inverness, give us their contact details and sign up. We'll send out the signs to them, and also of course ask them to be vigilant and take sensible precautions.
And the number for NFU is Inverness 794 474. That's 794 474. It costs nothing, but Farm Watch could save you an awful lot of money, time and aggravation. Why not give it some thought? But with that, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.